Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about middle-aged parents and teenagers. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, with the passage of time, the body changes. How does this connect teens with their midlife-aged parents?
Well, a major factor of adolescence is puberty and the changes of the physical body and the impulses that come with it. And a major factor of middle age is the loss of youth and the shifts in the body, hormonally, you know, wrinkles, muscle matter. And in both scenarios, teenager and middle-aged person, there are changes that either feel out of control or literally are out of control. You don't get to control your body 100%.
So what impact does all of that have psychologically?
Well, in terms of the body feeling out of control, teenagers, for their part, they are leaving childhood behind and entering into the possibility of being sexual, which can be really exciting but also terrifying. A young adolescent has gone from being naive, innocent, invisible as a child, and when their body changes, particularly for girls, they then will be the recipient of sexual gaze of boys and men, for example, typically, and they may or may not be ready for that, or may at one day say, "Ooh, I want to dress up and get that gaze," and on the other hand say, "Oops, I want to play with my Disney, you know, dolls and watch Disney movies, etc." Middle age also includes questions around sexuality in terms of the loss of, will one be attractive and acknowledged and receive power from being attractive, and therefore also the loss in being able to reproduce children. That's a major factor, for example.
So if you don't welcome some of these changes, because, I mean, you can't stop them, so you might as well run with them. So what happens?
Yeah, so this is where, you know, we're speaking in previously about crises and in terms of where do we put our energy. We are familiar that the body can be a terrain for war with oneself. People injure themselves both literally against their bodies, but in their thoughts against their bodies. So yes, we are speaking about the possibility of acceptance and renunciation of ideals. There is a tremendous amount of focus on controlling one's body. And we could say that in terms of, you know, middle age, there's massive industries around that. And in terms of teenagers, immobility is a known behavior that teens adopt to manage such intensity of being out of control. So if you like, Mark, we're looking at a larger picture of where is our energy, our time, our money going? And is it towards an endeavor of satisfaction, sufficiently good enough acceptance, or on the endeavor of I fundamentally do not accept myself and I'm trying to make changes? Uphill battle.
Okay, so it's the middle-aged man buying a sports car.
That's the stereotype.
Okay. Rebecca, thanks very much indeed. For more information, you can contact Rebecca through our website, cabinetweber.net, and you can hear that episode again and others in the series on our website, which is worldradio.ch/Kids in Mind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.